Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we got our good friend Rick Smith here. Rick is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Leap. And Rick, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you.
Yeah, if you go, it's on Amazon and still in all the major retailers. If you go to leapbuilder.com, there's links to a bunch of free resources and also the primary color assessment, the personality assessment that's helped almost 50,000 people at this point.
Right. So check that out. And that's, give us the website again one more time.
It's at www.leapbuilder.com.
Leapbuilder.com. Check it out, folks. And the book is available wherever books are sold. And, of course, folks, if you want to find me online, I'm at smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rick, what about the folks who are unemployed right now? What do you're a professional in the area of helping people get their careers back on track and reorganize in new directions. What do you recommend to them right now?
Well, the first thing is to get optimistic again. I think it has been hard everywhere you go. You're out of work, and everywhere you go, people are like, wow, really terrible to be you. I think there's ways to find optimism in the market, and getting that confidence is actually one of the most critical steps in getting a new job. People hire confident people that can solve their problems. The second thing is when you're in a transition, it's always a great time to not just scramble to try to find the next rock to climb onto, but to really reevaluate what are my strengths, what are my passions, what am I really meant to be doing, what's going to really fulfill me out there, and then start to craft opportunities in that direction. This is the primary color test that I mentioned to you, that helps you identify what's the intersection of my strengths and my passions. It really helps you get in a frame of mind, there are unique jobs that I'm qualified for. How do I start finding them? How do I move in that direction?
Right, exactly. And one of the things you mentioned there a minute ago, we're looking at 8-10% unemployment as far as the eye can see. And I mean, think that's, folks, we're not trying to be negative here. It's just, that's the reality, isn't it, Rick? And because of the way the economy has taken a toll on the employment picture, and also not only on the employment picture, but on the kind of work that people do. I mean, this jobless recovery, this is going to be the mother of all jobless recoveries, isn't it?
It sure seems like it. I think you go through a massive recession, and then companies are forced to make massive cuts and massive changes in the way they deliver product to market. So just because things come out of that, the executives don't sit around the room and say, hey, great, how do we add all that expense back in? You sit back and say, hey, we were actually able to accomplish a lot more than we thought with less resources. How do we maintain that frugality of resources? So I agree. I think there's not going to be a great fuel to be driving the employment levels we had before.
Well, and so if you're looking for a job, you're going to have a different attitude about, I mean, whereas you and I were talking off the air about how different things are the way you and I go to market, but the way a person goes to market for it, looking for a job, that's different too, isn't it? I mean, if you have a certain set of skills, you're going to have to package those, it seems to me, in order to be competitive. You're going to have to package those differently in 2010 than you would have in 2007. What do you think?
I think you have to take more ownership and be more aggressive. You know, it's as simple a scenario as you're not going to be in a situation where you're getting two or three recruiting calls a week, and the job opportunities and the, you know, the different directions just come to you, and you just sit back and choose. I think you need to take ownership within your own company of where do I want to go, what's the role I want to be playing in 1, 2, 3 years, and you need to take ownership if you really think, hey, I'm ready to move in a different direction. You know, you can't wait for it to come to you. You really need to start, you know, looking at things and being aggressive and create your own opportunities.
Right. Well, and you know, another thing that I've been talking about for some time now is this idea of being an entrepreneurial employee. I mean, do you think that having an entrepreneurial attitude, and we just got through talking about the fact that people are afraid to be entrepreneurial, but I think that's the attitude it's a residual attitude. That I don't know that employers currently share with folks. So my point is, do you think it's a good time to be, if you're interviewing for a job, to act more entrepreneurial, to sound more entrepreneurial, to sound like you're someone who'd take initiative?
Yeah, I think, you know, two things. So if you're interviewing for a job, it's very simple. You need to prove you can solve a specific problem. That's why, you know, when people are now slowly starting to hire again, what they're hiring for is, you know, John or Susan or whoever can come in and immediately solve a problem that I need to get fixed, and now I can maybe invest in fixing that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that as an interviewer, that's what you need to do. As an employee, when you look at, I've got a job, how do I excel? You know, I think the traits have always been there. It's kind of funny. My first book, The Five Patterns of Extraordinary Careers, was more of a corporate, how do you succeed in a corporate environment?
Right.
And the traits were very entrepreneurial.
The Leap.
My second book, The Leap, was more an entrepreneurial book, but the traits were more corporate. So there's sort of a blend in there. How do I redefine my role?
So what you're saying is we got to buy both books to really understand, right?
That's right.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Leap. It's available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.